Mesa back in December of 2014, famously, Newsweek magazine called Wilmington Murder Town USA. And you say you believe the magazine's depiction of the city made it seem worse than it actually is.
I do. And having lived in Wilmington for the last few years and worked at the Delaware Center for the Contemporary Arts doing public art projects and curating public art projects, it became apparent to me that there was a story that was not being told about the city and all of the things that we're doing to counteract negative stereotypes, including everything from downtown urban revitalization to looking at the ways in which the arts can help transform a community.
So tell us then about your idea for the Makeout Mob. What's going to be happening?
Well, the Makeout Mob is a public display of affection that is really meant as a nonviolent protest against the murder town stereotype. And what we're trying to do is create a show of solidarity among people who very much want to see a new image of Wilmington pervade and really take over the message of what this city is, rather than having some kind of branding of the murder town stereotype on us. And with that said, Makeout Mob is an opportunity in a funny, satirical way to combat those negative images. We'll have music by Jay, who is a fantastic rock and R&B performance artist, and we will also be hosting complimentary matchmaking services. So for those who do not come with a partner, we will provide you with the opportunity to meet someone. And really, for the first 20 minutes, we'll socialize. At 6:20, I will be making a statement and giving people a context for this fantastic event. And then promptly at 6:30, we will create our show of solidarity for approximately 15 minutes. There's hugging, which is optional, and it's a family-friendly event as well. So whatever people's comfort level is, that's what we want them to come and demonstrate. And after that, we'll have a performance by Jay, and we'll be there just to celebrate all of the great things that are happening in the city and the creative ways that we can employ the arts and employ the community to reframe the image of Wilmington.
So it sounds pretty much like it's a grassroots effort to promote peace.
Exactly. And I partnered with David Sanchez, who is the owner of Space Boy, a prominent business on Market Street. And he and I conceived of the idea of Makeout Mob as a funny, tongue-in-cheek way to entice people to do something different and to think about really activism in a different way, in a way that could be interesting and different from the traditional, let's say, protest signs and that kind of thing. We wanted to be creative in our nonviolent protest.
Like you said, it's funny, it's tongue-in-cheek, but it is a serious issue, violence in Wilmington. But there seems to be, in recent months, an optimism, real optimism about curbing violence. Do you find that to be true?
I think so, and I think everybody's coming together to try to project a new image, and that could be, you know, Creative Vision Factory's Michael Kalmbach, who is really trying to use the arts to benefit the community, and the Wilmington Renaissance Corporation, who's trying to employ the arts to give people a chance to think about cities as really endless creative potential, and Downtown Visions, who's done so much to sponsor the Makeout Mob, in particular Will Minster, whose support's just been incredible throughout this entire process to transform the city. So I definitely don't feel like this is an isolated event.
So you have the artists. I assume you have some activists as well. You'll need all kinds of stakeholders to move this forward. So the Makeout Mob, give us a visual image of what you hope to see.
I hope to see hundreds of people gathering in a nonviolent, peaceful event and expressing really the opposite of all of the hate that we've been labeled with, and to create a strong showing of support for this grassroots effort to promote peace and love in the city of Wilmington.